speaking of sexual assault, here we go. I got a little light bulb came on. Something I did this week. No, that came out wrong.
Coming out?
No, I'm going to Me Too myself. No, I eventually. I watched this this movie called Call Me By Your Name. I think that's what it's called.
That sounds familiar.
It was up for a bunch of Oscars.
Call Me By My Name or Your Name?
I think it's Call Me By Your Name. Call Me By Your Name. I gotta double check that.
Okay.
But it's there's a guy named Armie Hammer. He's one of the
Wait, that's his name?
Yeah, his name's Armie Hammer.
Fuck.
Yeah. Think he needs a fucking
This is a real guy?
Think he needs a tip cover? Yeah, this is a real human being named Armie fucking Hammer. His name is Armie Hammer.
Did he rape someone by chance?
In the movie he rapes a boy and it's celebrated as love.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, dude. It's fucked.
Wait, so someone had a son named Armie Hammer?
Yeah, Call Me By Your Name. Yes.
Oh, that was the movie you were telling me about.
That was a movie about a dude who fucks a boy.
And it's like, no, but he loves him.
And they're like, this is just gay love. It's like, no, dude, that's a fucking 16-year-old boy getting plowed by like a 25-year-old man.
You told me about this with the, that's like the, it's like the opposite of The Professional. Or not the opposite.
Oh,
but.
did we talk about this last
week?
Yeah,
we did talk about this, yeah.
I think I talked about it. I don't think I watched it.
Oh, you didn't watch it
yet? I watched it, dude.
I was like, you're like the machinist, dude. You're Christian Bale. You're just living in like fragmented days.
You know, it's this gay bullshit about a guy who rapes a kid?
You're writing notes to yourself on the fridge. I just watched that movie last night, dude. I'm like still...
The movie's nuts.
Because I pretend to be movie characters after I watch them. And I watched that last night. Brittany's like, did you turn down the air conditioning or turn down the heat? And I was like... I think I did. I walked into it, and I was like, fuck, I already did it. And I was like, no, God, no. So you watched this movie.
So me and O'Connor watched this movie. And
where were you each sitting on the couch?
Well, that's something that came up, because it was O'Connor in the recliner, Beezer and me on the couch.
You guys had to split up.
And then Beezer went to bed, and me and O'Connor were like, let's fucking watch this movie. I got to see this fucking thing. Apparently the kid comes in a peach. He fucks a peach and comes in it.
Really?
And the guy eats it.
Oh, dude.
So I was like, we got to fucking watch this. There's no way that happens.
Oh, dude.
So then O'Connor comes and sits on the couch. Right next. We're sitting on the couch together. And you know how I was talking about how we sit gay?
Yeah.
Like how if you saw your dad sitting gay. And you guys like, like. I was sitting like with my legs up in the middle. Like. I was like leaning like that, and yeah, like someone's gonna feed me grapes. And O'Connor sat down, and I was like, dude, you gotta fucking move back. I was like, this is already gay that we're watching it. Like, you really gotta move back. And he agreed and moved back. It was pretty great. He moved back. He did the right thing there, because that movie.
I mean, here's the thing: you don't want to push the issue of that situation.
I know, and then you
make be like,
gay.
"Nah, dude, what the fuck? We're fine. I want to sit next to you."
I put it all out. I made it very clear. I'm like, "Listen, dude, I don't want to fuck you at all. But if you sit over here, I'm gonna want to fuck you. So you got to move back." But when we watched the movie, was incredibly fucking gay.
Really?
I mean, it was a gay love story, but it was like
he came in the peach.
It was like, yeah, the kid fucks a peach, and the guy comes up and takes a good bite out of it.
Does it show this kid coming?
Yeah, at one point, the first time they fuck, the first time Armie Hammer and this boy...
Stop, man.
First off, Armie Hammer's married.
Yeah.
He's like a 31-year-old, 32-year-old dude.
Yeah, there's
a lot. Think of watching your husband in a movie like that. Like, he's like making out with
him. Oh,
he's
a married man.
Yeah,
I thought you were
in
saying
real life.
Armie Hammer was married to a woman
and
fucked his boy.
Armie Hammer in real life has a fucking wife. Whoa. And maybe kids. I have no fucking idea, but... He's making this movie of him fucking this boy.
Bro, how bad do you want to be an actor?
How bad? Like, exactly. Dude, there's some of these scenes where they're like...
You can't just be like an extra or some shit?
And the way the boy... Like, at one point, he does the fucking gas mask. He sneaks into Armie Hammer's room, puts on some fucking skivvies over his head, and is like sitting on all fours, dude. It's crazy.
Wait, he gas masks...
Gas masks himself. He has a crush. So, Armie Hammer.
Every time you say that.
Armie Big Dick Hammer. He's a teacher's assistant or a professor's assistant.
Okay.
He goes to Italy where this guy, this professor is, he's doing research and he needs a research assistant. And every year they get an exchange student to come to Italy.
This is a porno.
It was a porno. And that's what I said to him. I was like, this is just like an intellectual gay dude's porno.
Yeah.
Like it was so like, they were looking at statues, him and the Armie Hammer and the dad, and they're like, look at the curves. They're almost daring you to be attracted to them. They're so sensual. And like all this shit.
So they like figure out each other's gay through statue appreciation?
Well, that's the dad. It's the son who the teacher's assistant fucks.
Okay.
So a teacher's assistant.
He's like, oh, I got you.
So basically an exchange student comes and lives at their house. These Americans that live in Italy.
Yeah.
The exchange student comes and then he ends up fucking the family's son that he lives with. And like.
So he is an exchange.
He's just a guy from America.
He's an exchange teacher living with an Italian family.
An American family in Italy. It's an American professor.
How mad would you be if you took someone in your house and they fucked your son?
And they fucked your fucking kid?
And they gas masked your kid.
Well, the kid gas masked himself. He's got a crush on Armie Hammer.
How did he gas mask himself?
He finds a pair of skivs, puts them over his head.
Oh, I thought you were talking about an Arabian gas mask.
No, what's that?
That's when you drape your fucking Sammy Hyde someone and drape your dick and balls over their face and give them a gas mask. I was like, how the fuck is he doing this?
No, this is just a classic gas mask. This is a classic masturbatory gas mask.
Okay.
So he found some old skivvies and put them over his head. But when he does that, he like gets in like a very prone all fours position, like with his ass up and like his back arched. It's real fucking
gay.
The kid's real good. The kid's real good at being gay.
Yeah, I mean,
he's real gay. But at one point, the first time they fuck, the fucking Armie Hammer has cum on his chest. He, like, sits up, and you see cum on his fucking chest. And then the boy sits up and also has cum on his chest.
They're putting a lot more cum in movies now.
That movie was the most... That was a cum-heavy film.
Really?
And it was all about pretty much a man fucking a boy.
Wait, so they're having sex, and they both somehow came on their own chest? Or
I know. That was O'Connor's question. I was like, hey, that can be done.
Did they finish? I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, you can both.
If they got a little Requiem for a Dream on, got a
you
double
both
ender.
Not... Yeah.
True.
But real fucking aggressive movie.
Ooh, that's pretty, it's tough stuff.
Yeah.
And that, dude, that's like.
There's some good, there's a good ending, though.
Was it nice?
Yeah. The dad gives a speech to the son about being gay at the end.
He's like, it's chill.
Yeah, it was touching at the end. Yeah. But you got to sit through pretty much just a porn.
I've been loving the, the Versace show. And every now and again, this dude just, like, jumps on an old man and makes out with, like, a 70-year-old man. I'm kind of like, oh, my God.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my God.
How off-putting is it? Like, and while I was watching this movie, I was like, I shouldn't be this, like, real fucking, like, weirded out by this. But, like, if I see, like that was pretty much gay. That was gay sex.
Yeah.
That they were having.
Yeah.
And it was, while I was watching, I was like, whoa. Yeah. Like, there's an instinctual, like, an animal part of me that's like, hey, knock it off, goddammit.
Especially when the thing that fucks me up with the Versace show is that, like, Andrew Cannon's, like, the guy who was, like, the murderer.
Yeah.
And he, like, specialized with old men, so you'd see him, like, kissing and, like, biting the lip of, dude, like, your grandpa.
You gotta see this kid kiss.
Dude, and you're just kind of like, that guy's so fucking old. How are you gay and so old? That's it. Like, if I see two young guys in cut shirts, I'm like, yeah, fucking two young gay kids. As soon as old guys are gay, I'm like, dude, stop.
Yeah, wait till you see wait till you see a 17-year-old boy go for the kiss on Armie Hammer. He's like, he's real tongue heavy. He's like, with his tongue out, licking the outside of his lips.
And dude, it's like, I know. That was a classic Bill Burr bit when it's like, dude, I'm not homophobic.
When I see
two guys kiss, I go, whoa, and I look away.
Yeah.
It's like, when I see it on TV.
I didn't like that movie.
I almost
got the Corolla fired up. Tried to round somebody up.
Just going down around Woody's.
Hey, you come here.
You see someone you know, and you're like, no, I'm just down here beating up gay people. I'm not talking to But I'm like,
gay, dude.
I'll watch it sometimes, and I'm like, God damn, that's just something else, man. And, like, there'll be, like, an old guy be like, Andrew, I missed you. And, like, come here. And, like, grab him from behind. I'm like, bah!
This is a very gay episode now that I think about it. We spent most of the time talking dick. Now we're on to we're both definitely not gay.
I mean, yeah, that's true. You're like, well, it's all your... But, I mean, we're also not, like, sniffing each other's buttholes and making out. It's like, that's a line, dude. It's like, that's a line.
Yeah, obviously. What the fuck, dude? That'd be gay, bro.
But imagine if I came here and I'm like, oh, Shane, I missed you. I'm so happy you're back from Harrisburg. We, like, stood by the window and I hugged you from behind. Was like, put my chin on your shoulder and was like, you got to start staying here, bro. Ugh, dude. It's just like, ugh.
Why'd you just do that?
I don't know. Maybe if
What's
I started,
your problem? Why'd
if
you
I started
do that?
Kissing up and down your spine. Like, don't kiss my spine. I'm sensitive. It's rough, dude. It's rough stuff.
Wish you hadn't done that.
It's rough stuff. Where I don't even know. Let's take a break.
You haven't gotten this. Got me this hard, dude. Let's take a break now. Everybody's gonna think we fucked. Don't take a break, dude.
Call me Army Hammer,
dude. You gotta see
What's
Army.
What's the boy's name?
Fuck.
It's definitely like Giulionos.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's got a ridiculous French name.
Of course.
His last name's like Charlotte or some shit.
Jesus Christ.
This kid in the movie, his name's Elio. Elio.
Elio, of course, it's Elio. Elio.
And the gay dude's name is Oliver.
Wait, who's Oliver? Wait, who's the fuck's Warhammer?
Oliver's Army Hammer.
Oh, Army Hammer.
Yeah. Warhammer.
Is Army Hammer...
Army Hammer's his real fucking...
Is Army Hammer fucking this kid or what?
Army Hammer's plowing this boy.
Okay, thank God. I thought, like, Army Hammer is just a dad who's like, I'm Army Hammer and I'm totally cool with this.
No. Army Hammer is
fucking... Please tell me Army Hammer's fucking a boy.
Timothy Chalamet.
Chalamet.
Timothy spelled T-I-M-O-T-H-E-E.
Mm-hmm.
And that E has a umlaute? What are those things called?
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It's got a little fucking
little
thing
French
over
thing.
It. Little if fucking you, so Mexican if you, bullshit
if you
fucking
had,
up our vowels.
If you had to fuck a boy, or we'll say
tell you what, this kid was pretty sensual.
18-year-old. What? So you got to pick, like, you got to fuck this boy, but you can pick the ethnicity. What would it be?
What type of boy would I fuck?
I mean, you'll say he's 18 what years race old. Of a... He's 18-year-old. Like, you have to fuck an 18-year-old kid or teenage boy, but you get to pick the ethnicity. What are you picking?
That's a tough one. You go first.
Asian sweet boy all day.
You want an Asian sweet boy?
I mean, I'd have to.
I figured you had an answer, which is why you were asking.
I've thought about this before.
No, I wouldn't fuck a boy.
You have to, dude. You got to
no.
pick one.
No.
You have to pick one. Who do you think? Would you go with a white dude?
Nope.
You know, like a stocky, like, frat guy with big biceps.
Nope.
I'm trying to pick what you'd go with.
What type of boy I would fuck?
I'm picking ethnicity.
I'd probably fuck a black dude, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah, let him know. I was actually,
that was my second guess for you.
You thought I would go black.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm doing the fucking?
Yeah, you'd be real gross about it, too. You'd come in all sweaty and be like, come in.
I feel like Black Snake Moan, dude. The reverse.
You'd be the girl.
Yeah, I'd be the girl. Oh, please, no. Be like, listen, mister, just give me the $10.
Listen, it's this challenge I have to do.
Well.
All right, let me dig. I have to see where we're at because I started this at a weird time. And we're definitely.
What do you mean you started at a weird time?
I just... It says we're at an hour 33, but we're not.
Ah, fuck. So, it's probably our last episode. Yeah.
No, but I... All right.
Yeah.
We're back.
And we just fucked.
Oh, my God.
How was it, dude?
I just crumped so hard, dude.
Matt unsheathed. All I heard was the rip of the Velcro. He turned the light off. It was pitch black down here. All I heard was that... I heard the rip of the Velcro, and I knew. I knew he was about
to... Saw my purple fucking head just glowing,
dude. He was about to
take
me, dude. It glowed like the purple drink in... fucking Black Panther, and I sucked it down.
Did you see Black Panther?
I saw Black Panther.
They
that
have
shit
it.
Sucked.
They have, yeah, they have a thing at Walmart where it's like, welcome to Wakanda. Like, right outside when you walk into Walmart, it says, welcome to Wakanda.
Is it the one on Columbus Ave? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that is Wakanda.
You roll in, it's like, I walked in, and I was like, no, Matt. Dying laughing. I'm like,
dude,
God, that's so funny.
The Walmart on Columbus Ave in Philly says, welcome to Wakanda. Did a fucking hate group put that up?
That's what I'm saying, dude.
If I was in the Klan, I would put that up. That's the funniest fucking joke ever.
I walked in, I saw
that
the,
place is a
I
fucking
saw the
zoo,
signs,
dude.
And I was just like, dude, who the fuck put these there? And I was just kind of like...
Oh, man.
It says, like, wow. Welcome to Wakanda, and it says, like, Wakanda forever, and you just walk in, and there's, like, a cardboard cut out of Black Panther. And then you walk in, and it's just people screaming at each other.
It's just black people littering and moving products and putting them on different shelves.
I knew I should have told you this.
You should have got me going, dude. No.
But I did see that.
Not
I'm like, I walked in, and I was at least, like, there's a really deep irony here. I, like, walked in, and
oh,
I was like,
yeah.
Jesus Christ, who the fuck put... But it's, they were putting up, like, yeah, Wakanda, welcome to Wakanda, and like, Jesus Christ.
Yeesh.
That's a rough Walmart.
That's a sad one.
Well, that Walmart is just like...
That's the worst Walmart ever.